Sadiq speak, leftist London mayor tells civil servants not to say illegal migrants. By Kurt Zindulka on June 15, 2023. The far-left mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, issued Orwellian Newspeak language guidance to civil servants demanding that they no longer use the term illegal migrants but rather undocumented migrants or people with insecure immigration status. Rather than focus on issues facing Londoners, such as rampant crime and high cost of living, Mayor Sadiq Khan saw fit to spend his time ensuring that bureaucrats under his charge abide by politically correct language codes on gender and migration. In a document seen by The Sun, London City Hall workers were told last April that they should no longer refer to people that break into the country illegally as illegal migrants, suggesting to call them undocumented or people with insecure immigration status. It goes on to say that asylum seekers should be called people seeking asylum. Remember, we are all Londoners. Don't make a distinction between migrants and Londoners, the document said, adding that EU nationals should be referred to as European Londoners and their families and that non-English speakers should be changed to Londoners with English language needs. On Tuesday, the pro-mass migration mayor was lampooned on social media after for saying that a report revealing that many migrants in Lowdown are being exploited in conditions akin to modern slavery was shocking to him. Many migrants who are exploited are, as Khan would put it, undocumented. Khan demanded that the national government do something about it. This should shock you. Right now in London, migrant workers are being exploited, forced to work in conditions consistent with modern slavery. The government needs to take urgent action to put a stop to this clear violation of employment rights, Khan said. The woke language guide went on to cover the topic of gender, demanding that London government workers ditch the words male and female as they are now considered dated and medicalized. Men and women therefore should be switched to people or Londoners, the mayor's guide argued. Similarly, instead of ladies and gentlemen, say something that doesn't exclude non-binary people, it said. Firmly planting itself on the far left of the gender debate, Mayor Khan's guidance said that in light of biologically male transgender people, civil servants should note that not all women have periods. Responding to the leaked document, Conservative MP Miriam Cates said, "The whole point of language is that it is commonly understood by those who use it. The idea that male and female are medical conditions is frankly absurd. This taxpayer-funded guidance is in conflict with fact, reality and the law." The Greater London Authority said, "This guide is about encouraging precision, offering recommendations and highlighting things for staff to consider, not banning words. London's diversity is its greatest strength and it is right that the language we use to talk to and about London's communities is as accurate, inclusive and representative as possible." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to zindulka@breitbart.com.